Now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight program here on CARE 93.7, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's as well. We're joined by the Tigers head coach, that is Cody Tettmeyer, as we get set for week number two for the Tigers. They'll be at home against Riverside. But, Coach, week one last week, you go to McLouth and kind of the surprise team here in Northeast Kansas a year ago, and Bulldogs certainly put a good performance together, and your team comes up on the short end of it, 32-12. But just take us back to week one. What'd you see and a couple of takeaways from it?
Shout out to McLouth. I mean, they're a good team. They had a lot returning this year. Their offense is pretty tough to stop. And they do it very well. So it's kudos to them. We still feel like we did not play, obviously, to our ability. We made a lot of mistakes in that game, whether it be turnovers or silly penalties or just kind of missed blocks up front that kind of killed some drives. You know, we had several drives. We were getting inside the 20, inside the 30 or whatever it may be, and ended up with a turnover or ended up with a silly penalty or a snap over our head or something along those lines. And we just had a lot of mistakes in that week one game, which, you know, you kind of expect a few, but I think we had more than we expected. So we're working to right the ship this week and get those things taken care of.
You take away the penalties, you take away the turnovers, and just kind of look at the offense as a whole. Your quarterback, Cody Faulk, he threw for 77 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, the running game, just shy of 100 yards, averaging, you know, right around 4 yards per carry for the most part. I mean, how would you grade the offensive performance?
I didn't think, you know, we had a few guys out in the first half, so Cody only played a half a game. He played in the second half, and then we had a couple other guys, kind of some starters that got in the second half. I thought Cody played well. As a sophomore, it's pretty tough to do to come in and kind of be the leader of a team, but he does a pretty good job with it. He's starting to get a better understanding of the offense and kind of what we're trying to do. Running backs, it's probably, I made a mistake. I didn't really realize until after the game, which I never do, that, you know, we got to get Motter off and we got to get Cross on the ball in their hands a lot more than we did. That's on me. Just kind of looked, we didn't get the ball. You know, we ran several different plays, which I wanted to do, you know, kind of get a look at what we had and what we were able to do and going to be good at this year. But that's going to be our focus this week, is kind of getting the ball in our athletes' hands this week and letting them go make plays like we know they're capable of.
We talked to a lot of coaches throughout the week, and a lot of them say similar scenarios with the week one to week two transition in terms of improvement and what you see from your team, because obviously it's a mixing and matching and just trying to figure things out in week one. And then when you get to the few days of practice in week two, it seems to improve quite a bit, maybe more so than the rest of the year. Is that kind of the case with you and your team? Do you see it that way? Or what's kind of the idea with practices here in week two leading up to this next matchup here?
Definitely. We're going to have some guys in different spots this week. The JV game was big for us on Monday, which we won by a pretty decent amount. Those kids played well. We had some kids that played Friday night, also played Monday night, just to kind of get a look in different spots and whatnot and try a few different things. And we kind of set and getting forward. You know, we're not set for a lineup yet, but, we're trying to figure out what unit clicks together. Which position fits the kid the best. And, you know, you really can't do that in practice when you're going against each other. You got to wait till you get in other competition to see kind of how kids are going to respond to that. So definitely going to have some kids in new positions this week. And I think we feel better about where we're at this week than we were last week.
ACCHS coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here. A couple more minutes as our Coach's Insight program is brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Well, you get week two, you get your first home matchup here. You get newly acquired Riverside here in the NEKL, and they were toe-to-toe with Jackson Heights up into the third quarter in their week one matchup and certainly had an opportunity, but there was a few minutes stretch where they had a couple possessions, a couple of costly turnovers, led to a couple of quick touchdowns for Jackson Heights. Cobras were able to pull away and win that game, but the score really didn't indicate how that game played out. What do you see from Riverside and the challenges that they present this week?
Man, they're big up front. That's kind of going to kind of be the tail of the game. You know, if we can handle their guys up front, you know, their D-line is probably a lot bigger than ours is. Their O-line is probably a lot bigger than ours is. But we're going to use a lot of our speed and athleticism to kind of counteract that. The quarterback's a pretty good ball player. You know, he's got a decent little arm on him. We're looking to get some pressure on him, hoping to get him making some bad decisions and kind of throw us the ball a couple times. And that's kind of the goal we got this week. Offensively, again, we're going to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. We're going to use our speed, use our quickness to see what happens and put some points on the board.
ACCHS, again, off the season opening loss to McLouth last week. They get their first home matchup here in 2024, week two at home against Riverside, another big-time NEKL matchup here early on in the season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. A few minutes each and every week. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, we appreciate it. Go Tigers.